to Wellness Wednesday for part two of our COVID-19 vaccine special. I'm Wellness Programming Producer Alyssa Lachlan. This week, I spoke to community members about why they chose to get vaccinated, and Dr. DeHaven is here to answer listener questions, so stay tuned to ask your questions live on air after these interviews. Last week, I spoke to YKHC Chief of Staff Dr. Ellen Hodges about vaccination efforts in the YK Delta.
So the good news is for the longest time, we were the number one area of the state by far. We had the most number of cases. So and then overall in the Delta, our cases have dramatically decreased. So at the height of the pandemic, which for us here in the Delta was in November and December, we were having case rates per week as high as 650 cases per week. Then the last week, we've had 11 new cases. So our cases have come down so much in the past few weeks.
Do you think that vaccinations have led to this decline in the number of cases we've been seeing here?
Yes, I certainly think that has played a large role in the number of cases declined, the number of cases that have declined. If you look at where about our case rates started to precipitously decline, it was right in about that first and second week of February when we were starting to get a bigger portion of our population fully vaccinated. So there's a lot of things that probably led to the decline. We always follow national and state trends. So nationally, as well as in the state, cases were starting to decline. But also during that time period, we were able to ramp up our vaccinations. And so for there to be such a huge drop off in cases right about the time that we were starting to get a lot of people vaccinated, I think vaccinations played a really large role in that.
I also spoke to microbiologist and my virology professor at LaSalle University, Dr. Brian DeHaven. He helped us to dive into how COVID-19 vaccines work, how they are being distributed, and herd immunity.
So this is not something that has been rushed. By the time it gets to a pharmacist or a doctor, it has gone through many, many, many rounds of testing to make sure exactly what we think is in that vial is what is actually in that vial. They are very, very, very effective, especially when you get both doses and you get 2 weeks out from your second dose. You know, the initial numbers that came in were 90% to 95%. Some numbers since then have shown even higher. And so these might actually be, when it's all said and done, some of the most effective vaccines that have ever been developed in human history. So herd immunity is a concept in immunology and epidemiology, and it's a level of immunity in a population where even people that are susceptible are protected because of who is around them. And this is not usually achievable just by the natural course of infection, you know, and moving through a population. It's a pretty high number. It varies by what the specific disease is, but it's usually at least 70% up to about 90%. And when you hit that number, you can really stop the disease from spreading. And this is extra important because for any vaccine, there are going to be some people that aren't able to get it. They are too young. They have a weakened immune system from cancer treatment, something else that's gone wrong with them. They're allergic to what's in the vaccine. And so you can't protect them directly with a shot, but if everyone around them is immune, they will be protected even so. And so when you're developing and rolling out a vaccine, the goal is always to get to herd immunity, because then you also protect people that didn't even get the shot.
Yesterday, I sat down with elders Esther Green and Henry Hunter Sr., as well as recent BRHS graduate Jamin Crow, to talk about their experiences with the COVID-19 pandemic and the COVID-19 vaccine.
My name is Esther Green. My name is Nukakak, and I live here in Bethel.
My name is Henry Hunter Sr. I was born and raised here in Bethel. I worked for Bethel Utilities for 44 years as a diesel mechanic. I also sat on many health boards throughout the state. I was chairman of the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation. I was a board member of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium for a number of years, and also a board member of the Alaska Native Board. I think that's what it is. But anyway, here on the local level, I'm a member of Otomic Traditional Native Council. I've been with them since the 1980s. I'm still a council member of ONC. I'm also a board member of Bethel Native Corporation. I've sat on the advisory school board here in Bethel for 3 years. I've sat on the board of Alaska Housing Authority here in Bethel. I'm also a veteran. I'm the post commander of Post 10,041 here in Bethel.
Hi, my name is Jamin Crow. I'm from Bethel, Alaska.
Last November, Jamin's entire family contracted COVID-19.
I did end up having COVID, and so I was quarantined in November. And luckily, no one in my family got it really bad, so we were all just kind of lost our taste and smell, and that was about it. But I remember just being really scared of it, and when I found out I got it, I was really nervous, especially for my granny, who ended up not even knowing she had it and just kind of rolled through it. But COVID ended a lot of my school year and is just a crazy experience to go through.
Esther also fell sick with COVID-19 late last year, and in early November, she was medevaced to a hospital in Anchorage. She explained what it felt like to be hospitalized with COVID.
At times when I got into myself, feels like there's nothing wrong with me, you know. But then it made me wonder why I seem like blackout. That's how it was. Most of the time I didn't know, because I was out of myself. Mm-hmm. But when I came back, all I see is these people, they look like from outer space, aliens. Oh. Sometimes I see one, sometimes I see two. And those are the workers that have PPP, whatever.
Yes, yeah. PPE. Yeah.
Oh, when I finally pull out of the worst, you are all alone in the room. No visitors. Only the nurses or doctors that come in and out, check my vital signs. It's lonely. I was scared, still scared. I didn't want to get sick like that again.
These three community members saw what COVID-19 could do to residents of the YK Delta, and they wanted to make sure that they did all they could to stop the spread.
Well, you know, when it first came out, COVID-19 was, it was a pandemic that I, you know, seen on TV and the effect it did on people in the lower 48. And I was really scared about that coming up here to the YK Delta and affecting our people. It really didn't affect too much of myself, but, you know, it did affect members of the YK Delta. And I've heard stories that several members of the people in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation died of complications of COVID-19, and that, you know, that kind of scared me. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that myself and my family were vaccinated.
In the past, deadly pandemics have been stopped by widespread vaccine administration. If you remember from last week, diseases such as smallpox were completely eradicated by vaccines. But that doesn't necessarily mean that vaccines are always pleasant to take.
Let me say this. I watched my mom way, way back whenever people or some nurses or doctors come to our village to give shots to the epidemics like polio. My mom won't take it. She always say, I took it once and I almost die. And she pulled out of it though, and she won't ever, ever take it. She'd want to get sick again. And yet, she'd give me to them. Whooping cough, measles, or whatever. I get shot and I get sick. Really sick for 3 days.
But you felt better after the 3 days?
Yeah, after 3 days, I'm better. Can't move. Your whole self is all sore.
But after that, you felt good and now you're protected.
Mm-hmm.
It's rather common for vaccines to have side effects. Oftentimes, this is a sign that the vaccine is working. If you're feeling lousy, it probably means that your immune system is hard at work creating antibodies so that you don't fall sick with whatever disease you've been vaccinated against. In December of 2020, as new cases in the YK Delta often surpassed 50 per day, the CDC announced that the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines were available for distribution to protect against COVID-19. And on January 19th, all YK Delta residents over the age of 16 became eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. However, there were a lot of questions about side effects that turned many people off of the idea of getting the vaccine at first, even Henry.
Well, I was kind of worried about the reaction that, or the side effects that people were saying that once you get the shot, you know, it's not safe or anything like that. People were getting reaction to the shot, and I was kind of worried about it. So my daughter, Carol, and I, we went up to the hospital, made an appointment. And we said, let's get it, you know, let's protect my family and her family and get this COVID vaccination. We got it on the same day, and right after we got vaccinated, they let us wait 20 minutes to make sure that there was no reaction to the vaccination, and there was none. And so they told us to come back in 2 weeks, so in 2 weeks, we came back and got a second COVID shot. So basically, there was nothing. It just seemed like it just was a normal vaccination shot. So I was so happy I got it.
All I had was a sore arm for a couple of hours on both shots, luckily. So I had a good experience with it. And now they're letting younger kids get it, and I know I have multiple friends that have got it already, and all they say is their arm hurts, so I think it's just a good way to keep your community safe and keep you safe as well.
But when you got your COVID vaccination, did you get sick?
Nope. Uh-uh. No.
You just felt good after you got it?
Not even seems soreness like nothing, nothing. Only a little bit sore here. And they are just my muscles have to exercise them. Yeah. My book, I'm going to tell them a little story about me, how I went back to this. My 2021 Namiloni Agudun Jokshami Kaplasim Stun Akatamani Ayokun Rikinuk. It's not like the years way back before where it used to. Ayokun Rikinuk Akatamani Stun. Now, Ruf Kakalun Chaknapak, my Huikap Saks, whom a mother of Kokunk, Taguam Asik, now Rufkin is you, Jimmy Sinuk, now Ruf, now soon. Ayokin Kapungama, now Rufkin. As ich das hoch nachgat, nau such bagnaren suku. Da guam illaida, janga gnriden gano jimich kpaschit. Anu jimich kschit, hustang waschit. Dort bin rata. Do is seit schmchnk adan knam biu miluk, bin aiduk, biulrata guam bilu.
According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, possible and common side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine include pain, redness, and swelling at the site of injection. Others also experience tiredness, headaches, muscle pains, chills, fever, and nausea. However, side effects are expected to go away within a few days. Personally, I felt like I had a bad cold after I got my second vaccine. I was tired, and I had a headache, and my throat hurt. But after taking some ibuprofen and drinking plenty of water, I was back to normal the next day. Many YK community members are hesitant about the vaccine because of the side effects. Henry shared that his daughter was worried about the vaccine at first, so they went together to YK to get the vaccine.
Well, I really can't speak for my daughter, Carol, but, you know, of what I've seen, she was kind of hesitant in getting the shot because she didn't know what the outcome would be. She was worried that, you know, there would be bad side effects to it. And, you know, when she seen me getting the vaccination, her worries kind of just evaporated, and she sat down and she got the vaccination. So she was real happy to get the vaccination. There was really no side effects or anything like that when she got it.
While there is the possibility for side effects after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine, most people find that the benefits of having the vaccine outweigh those. For anyone who is still thinking about getting the vaccine, it may be helpful to talk to others about their experiences and to ask your healthcare provider any questions you may have. Esther, Henry, and Jamin shared why they decided to get vaccinated in the hopes that it might encourage others.
I thought it was a good idea just to be safe from COVID. Once we were starting able to go out, I thought it'd be safer for me and for everybody around me, and it would open up opportunities for me to go do stuff. To say if I wasn't vaccinated, like I wouldn't have to be quarantined if I travel. And I think it just overall helps the situation and keeps everybody around me safe.
Today, I still witness people that, even my age, people that don't want to take shot. Maybe there's fear in there that they might get sick like that. When I was getting it, I was thinking about the real sick times I used to get when I get typhoid or whatever shot. And I look at today's modern, everything changed from way back to here towards the vaccination. I think, you know, they start making medicine so that we won't get sick. That's how I was thinking. Because I was allergic to the Anacin 3, those, and they give me another one, different ones, where I don't get sick. I was thinking of that when I was getting my shots. And it worked. It is safe. Didn't get me sick. Nothing. Because today's today.
Yeah.
Safer now because they give you similar kind, same kind, but it doesn't affect your body or in any way or make you sick. That, at least that's how I think. I don't know about others.
Well, you know, I've heard different stories of people that passed away from COVID-19 related deaths. And I'm hoping that, you know, everybody in the YK Delta get the vaccination, not because it protects yourself, it protects the family, it also protects the people around you. I know there are people out there that don't actually believe in the vaccination, but, you know, to them I say, you know, please get the vaccination. I know for sure that it'll protect our people in the YK Delta. One thing I'm really looking forward to is getting back to normal. And I think with this COVID-19 vaccination, not only here in the YK Delta, but in the state of Alaska.
Healthcare providers and experts are more than happy to answer any questions you may have about the COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. DeHaven is here to answer your questions. All you have to do is call in. But before we get to answering your questions, our community members wanted to share some advice for people who haven't yet been vaccinated against COVID-19.
I would. I'd say it's not as scary as social media makes it out to be. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on Facebook and all those social media sites, and a lot of it is just too riled up. People are too crazy about it. It's safe. The only thing you get is a sore arm and sometimes a little sick feeling.
So that they could protect themselves, their own families, and other people around them. When you have COVID already in your body, you feel secured, you know. All you think of is, I won't get it back. Because it's gone, I'm vaccinated, I won't get it, I'm safe. You know, that's how I feel.
Would you say that you think that healthcare workers have our best interests at heart by vaccinating us? You think it's for the best that people get vaccinated?
Yes, so we could stay healthy for our own sake.
Well, offhand, I hope that, you know, the message get out to the people who aren't vaccinated, that they do get vaccinated. And, you know, talk to our health providers and ask questions. If you're hesitant in getting the vaccination, ask them what happens and ask other people who got the vaccination. I think, you know, it's a win-win situation for you and for our people because we protect ourselves from this COVID-19.
Right, we're here in the studio. I'd first like to thank Esther, Henry, and Jamin for sharing their stories about the pandemic and vaccinations with us. I'm joined now by Dr. Brian DeHaven, a microbiologist, to answer any listener questions that may come up. If you'd like to ask a question, all you've got to do is call in. We're here at 543-5985, 543-2756, and 1-800-995-8954. Good morning or afternoon to you, Dr. DeHaven.
Hello, yes, it is afternoon where I am, way out on the East Coast near Philadelphia.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to join us here on Wellness Wednesday. Would you mind just introducing yourself for some of the listeners who might not have heard last week's episode?
Sure. I am Brian DeHaven. I have a PhD in microbiology, which I got for studying viruses and how immune systems fight them off and how vaccines work. And so, you know, for a long time, that was pretty obscure information. But as we all know, that is now a part of everyday life and everyone's conversations. And so I'm happy to call in, take questions, and answer anything you guys want to talk about.
Thanks so much. We really appreciate having you here. I know that our virology class last spring was definitely not supposed to be all about COVID, but wound up being a lot about COVID just because of the pandemic unraveling before our very eyes. Again, those call-in numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, and 1-800-995-8954. I guess I'll just update some people on what's happening with COVID in the YK Delta and in Alaska more generally. In the past week, there have been 11 new cases, which is about on par with what last week and the week before have been. And that's down from approximately 50 to 60 each day in late November, early December. And we have, as of last Friday, vaccinated 12,986 individuals in the YK Delta. And again, that is great news, but some of our communities are at almost 100% vaccination rates for eligible populations, while others sit at around 40%. So there's definitely room for improvement there. Dr. DeHaven, I thought we could start by just kind of going over, again, we talked about herd immunity a little bit last week, what herd immunity is and how we can achieve it through vaccinations.
Sure. So herd immunity is this wonderful situation that you can get with vaccines sometimes where enough of a population is immune, usually through vaccination, that even some people that aren't immune themselves are protected by everyone around them. So even if there was an infection, that person would not come into contact with really anyone that they could spread the virus to. And it's great because you stamp out epidemics and pandemics, but you can also protect the people that are unable to get vaccinated. You know, in our case, that's so far the very young, people that have pre-existing conditions or don't have a fully healthy immune system. So even if you gave them the shot, they wouldn't develop immunity. And there are always going to be those people. So it's really important that everyone who is able to get the vaccine does so. So I am a reasonably healthy, reasonably young man, but I have both doses of the vaccine, yes, to protect myself, but more so to protect my unvaccinated kids and other people around me.
Thanks, Dr. DeHaven. We actually have our first caller, so I'm going to patch them in for you. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday.
Hi, good afternoon. I was calling because, you know, I'm vaccinated, but then when I asked other people if they're vaccinated, they said, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. They're just experience on us. Is that correct, or are you guys have enough data showing that it's good for you to get it so you don't get COVID?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I can understand why some people are a little bit anxious. This was a vaccine that was developed with incredible speed, but what you can tell people that you talk to is that's not due to cutting any corners. That's due to how many people were working around the clock on this vaccine. So it went through all of the testing. There was a big news story and a paper out here going through, you know, the entire process of making the vaccine. It's about 3 weeks from start to finish. And more than half of that time is spent testing for safety and efficacy. So it is a very safe and very effective vaccine. And especially if you end up getting or you have gotten one of the new mRNA vaccines, that actually helped with the speed. We can make mRNA vaccines and design them and start to test them a lot more quickly than we could with other vaccines that you have gotten in the past. So this was, you know, obviously a huge crisis, but a lot of people worked really hard and were able to make some pretty significant breakthroughs. So the safety profile for these has been really about as good as anything we've ever made. And the efficacy, especially for Pfizer and Moderna, is about as high as anything we've ever seen. So really, it's a small miracle that we have these available to us right now.
Okay, thank you for explaining that. It helps. Maybe I can talk to the other people about it. But what's the youngest age people could get it?
Right now, the youngest age it's approved for in this country is 12-year-olds. And what they're doing right now is they are testing it in small groups of younger kids to make sure that it's still safe and works well with them. And the hope is sometime in the fall, they will have enough data to say, yes, this works. We know what dose to give. And we can start giving it to kids younger than 12 before the end of 2021.
Okay. Thank you for your help. Have a good day.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling in. And if you'd like to call in and ask Dr. DeHaven any of your own questions, we're here at 543-5985, 543-2756, and 1-800-995-8954. So in this episode, we talked a lot about the side effects that come from taking a vaccine. And I know that a lot of people don't want to take the vaccine because they think, well, aren't I just getting sick with COVID? Could you kind of explain why people might feel sick after taking a vaccine and how we know that that's not you actually getting COVID, it's just your body building an immune response?
Sure. So when you get this vaccine, we know that you cannot actually get COVID from it because you're not being injected with even the entire virus. It's just one tiny little part, you know, a protein if you get Johnson & Johnson, or a set of instructions to make one of the proteins if you get Pfizer or Moderna. But, and this happened to me, after I got my second dose, I did feel a little sore and tired for a day or so. And that's actually our immune system sounding alarm systems and letting the body know that it needs to make an immune response to something. So people that study immunology will actually tell you that when you get a cold and you feel bad, most of the reason you feel bad isn't actually the virus. It's your own body fighting it off. Our immune system is very powerful, but it has side effects even in our own bodies. And so when you get a runny nose, when you get a fever, when you feel muscle aches, that's actually the side effects of some of the chemicals your body makes to fight off an infection. And these vaccines that we have now, they're really, really effective because they trick our body into thinking we have a real COVID infection. And so our body goes really crazy to fight it off for a few days. And yeah, some people feel like they have an infection, but with just about everyone, it clears up much more quickly than, you know, when you actually get sick. And that means that your body is now set up. You have made the cells that can make the antibodies to fight it off if you ever come in contact with the real virus, and your body will then destroy it and kick it out before it can make you sick. And critically, as we're finding out now, probably before you can even spread it to anyone else. And the idea is you want to make yourself a dead end for this virus, and you want everyone around you to be a dead end. And if you look at what's happening with case numbers in a lot of places, that's really starting to happen. So I was looking at the case counts for Bethel, and it is down to just about 6 per 100,000 residents, which is really great. We haven't seen that where I am since basically the beginning of the pandemic. And in some other places, especially like Fairbanks, the infection rate, so the number of people that are getting infected from each infected person, is going way, way below 1. So there are fewer people getting infected than there were in the past, and that ends with, you know, 0 if we keep this up.
Great. Thank you so much. I think that was really helpful. I hope that explained for a lot of people how these vaccines are really doing their part to help us get rid of COVID. We have another caller on the line. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday. Thanks so much for calling in.
Hi. Yeah, I do talk to people, ask them if they're vaccinated. If they're not, I try to keep the dialogue open on the conversation so it doesn't turn into an argument. Otherwise, they dig their heels. But one thing I have trouble explaining to people, and maybe you can help, is if somebody already got sick with COVID and recovered from it, they should still get vaccinated because the immunity they've got from getting sick doesn't last. Anyway, I wanted you to explain how you would explain to someone that says, oh, I don't need the shot, I already had COVID. Okay, thank you.
Sure. And what you're saying is exactly right. You know, there are people that study how you talk to people that are resistant to getting this vaccine or any vaccines. And a gentle touch is what is needed. And, you know, I'm stubborn and sometimes I have a hard time keeping to that advice. But yeah, if you get angry, if you start to scold them, they will shut you down and they will not listen to what you have to say. And with COVID, this is something that we don't always see. So there are infections where if you've gotten them, you don't have to worry about the vaccine. You're protected basically forever. But for reasons we don't totally understand, there are people that get COVID and their immunity diminishes pretty rapidly. This does, we think, correlate with how sick you were the first time. So if you got it and you never showed any symptoms or you barely noticed you were sick, sometimes the antibodies you make and the response you have isn't going to be super strong, and it will fall off to the level where you can get reinfected, sometimes even within a few months. And that's another great thing about these new vaccines that we have, is they induce such a strong response in you that the level of protection you have, we think, is going to be good for potentially a long, long time. And people that have been sick, especially ones that weren't very sick, when we've looked at their blood before and after getting the vaccine, the level of protection they have goes way, way up. So it protects you from getting sick again at all, which we know happens with this virus. And it's going to keep you protected for longer and, you know, again, keep you from getting people around you sick. That's, I think, the worst part about this virus and the thing that's made it the hardest to control is you can have it in your body, not feel sick, and still be able to spread it to other people. That's really been the thing that's let this run ramshod all over the world.
Thanks, Dr. DeHaven, and thank you to our caller for calling in and suggesting that we talk a little bit more about vaccines so people are more aware of what's going on. We spoke a little bit, I guess, in that last question about something else that has been coming up recently, which are the variants of COVID-19. I was wondering if you could explain for our listeners how viruses mutate and what that means kind of for people who have gotten COVID and the vaccine and what it could mean in the future.
Sure. So when viruses mutate in a way that is the same that anything else that is alive mutates, when it replicates every once in a while, there's a mistake, and that can lead to changes in genes and proteins and what they look like and how they function. But the problem is viruses replicate to such large numbers and so quickly that they evolve much more rapidly than people's or animals or plants can. And so this is a virus that we think came out of an animal, and so it was designed to infect animal cells. And so when it first started to infect people, it was okay at it, but there was, you know, room for improvement from the virus's perspective. And so when it made mistakes copying itself, some of those, a lot of those variants would have been worse or useless and died off. But a few actually help it bind to human cells better than it did in the past. And because of that, those viruses are more successful. And as we've seen a few times, they can actually overtake the original and become the dominant form. So it's just like any other evolution you see if you track this as a biologist, but it's happening at a very accelerated rate because of what viruses are and how quickly they replicate. So there are now these new variants that are better at infecting people and spreading, but the good news is that for the most part, the vaccine still prevents most infection and getting sick from these other variants. And so, you know, if I sound like a broken record, you'll have to forgive me. But, yeah, your best defense against these variants is to get vaccinated and make sure you go get your second dose if you need one, because the protection you get from these vaccines helps you to control not only the original strains that were circulating, but also these new variants we're finding.
Thank you so much, Dr. DeHaven. And if you have any questions that you'd like or any questions that have come up since just listening to this conversation, we're here again at 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll-free at 1-800-995-8954. So we've talked a lot about vaccines and the benefits of vaccines, and recently the CDC says that put out a statement that masks are no longer necessary in groups of vaccinated individuals. And while a lot of our City of Bethel residents have been vaccinated, oh, we have another caller, but I will get back to my question after this caller.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to Wellness Wednesday.
Good morning. I had a
good
question
morning
for, you know, the vulnerable community. I was wondering, like, what would be the, like, a good time to get vaccinated, like, for people that may be having cancer, or, you know, the ones that are having treatment for arthritis. When would be like a good time to get the shot?
So was that question about when the best to get vaccinated if you're on another medication, I think?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I was just going to say, I believe that that's what she was asking.
Okay, and so that you should really talk to the doctor that gives you that other medication, because some things it really doesn't matter, and you can go and have that medicine and go get a shot, you know, in the next room. There are some things where they want you to wait, and some arthritis treatments can affect your immune system. So I think it's good that you're wondering about this, and the best advice I can give is talk to the person that's giving you that medication. They may tell you a specific time that's better or worse to get that. But that is something that is increasingly common. We make a lot of medicines now that do have an effect on your immune system, and we have to be thoughtful about when the best time to get these vaccines is. So I want to thank that caller for that very important question.
Yes, thank you very much for calling in. We really appreciate it. And again, if you are not part of a vulnerable population, you can do your part by getting vaccinated to protect these people. Because again, as we said, herd immunity only happens when the largest amount of the population can get vaccinated as possible. So going back to our mask question, Bethel still has a mask mandate in place here. So while the CDC says that masks are no longer necessary for vaccinated individuals, what are some reasons that mask mandates might still be in effect, and what are some of the benefits of continuing to mask up even though we're vaccinated?
Sure. Yeah, and this is something that a version of is playing out all over the country. Where I am, some mask mandates are going away. Some places are doing it all at once. Some places are taking a more measured step. And this is something that there's not really a playbook for. You know, the last time there were wide-scale mask mandates was more than 100 years ago, and not really in anyone's living memory. So people are having to make recommendations and study the evidence on the fly. So what a lot of people are doing is, you know, being a little more relaxed when they're outdoors and not in groups, you know, asking who is vaccinated if they're close to one another indoors, and then maybe only then taking their masks off. And it can be a challenge, especially psychologically, to make that change after having lived this way for so long. And as, you know, I think you alluded to, there are a lot of side benefits. This is the longest I've ever been without having a cold or any other illness. These masks appear to be effective at stopping a lot of other things. We did not have a flu season for the most part in America because everyone had masks and kept apart. And so I think there might be some level of mask wearing that remains with us. You know, if your area is hit with a really bad flu strain in the coming years, you know, there may be advice, hey, you should think about masking up if you're going to the store, you know, something like that. And the science is pretty clear, and it does seem like it's safe, but human behavior is something else. And right now, we don't have a great system other than just asking someone to know who is vaccinated and who isn't. And I get it that some people might be concerned that some of the people around them aren't vaccinated and potentially at risk and not wanting to take their masks off right away. So it really is just going to come down to the individual in this sort of intermediate time where the pandemic is hopefully winding down, but not all the way over yet.
Certainly. Thank you so much. We have another caller. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday. Thanks for calling in.
Hello. Good morning. I'm calling from the village, and I want to thank you guys for having this show, and it's very informative. I just tuned in not too long ago, and you guys are talking about vaccines, and I have a question on that. After a two-shot Moderna or two-shot Pfizer or one jab of J&J, in the future, would we need to have a booster shot or have another two shots, or is this good for another 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years on only one shot? How does that work? Thank you.
That's a great question and something that a lot of people are interested in. And this is something where, because it's a brand new vaccine, we're going to kind of have to just wait and see and track people. So one of the things with the immune system is it's very hard to predict what it's going to do. So honestly, we're just going to have to watch people that have been vaccinated, maybe test some of their blood every once in a while and see what their level of antibodies are, and track people that have been vaccinated and see, you know, is there a spike in infections after a given period of time? And it's not really until you have that real world information that you decide whether or not there's going to be boosts needed. And so the level of protection that people have had so far, the level of antibodies that they're making, has been very, very high and so far has been pretty sturdy. So there are some people that think we might not need a vaccine boost at all. Others are more cautious and think maybe we do. If that was the case, it would probably just be one additional shot and not two, because you've already had some in the past. And if you do need a boost, there's also a chance it could be even better. You know, so we've just made these vaccines for COVID-19 disease, but already there are scientists working on vaccines that would protect you from all coronaviruses. You know, the ones we have now, ones we had in the past, and maybe even some new ones that might emerge. So it's possible that in a few years you might get a boost, not for this disease, but for all coronaviruses. And so if you end up needing a boost, it might not even be because anything's wrong. It might be because we have a better vaccine that we want to give you. And so for a real-world example of this, you can look to the diphtheria vaccine, which prevents whooping cough. And so there have been a number of different vaccine formulations over the years for that. And what they noticed was people were starting to get infected a little bit before they were due for their boost a few years ago. And so they actually made a recommendation to change how often you got boosted to make sure your immunity didn't wane before you got your next shot. So these things happen, and, you know, science is an iterative process. You do something, you watch what happens, and if you need to make an adjustment, you go from there based on the new information that you have.
Thanks, Dr. DeHaven. That's some really exciting news. I didn't know that they were looking at creating vaccines that could protect against all coronaviruses. If you are interested in getting your coronavirus vaccine and you live in the YK Delta, you can go to ykhc.org/COVID-19/vaccine. That will, always, as always, be in the show notes when we post this episode on kyuk.org. And if you need assistance signing up or don't have access to the internet, you can call 1-800-478-6599 to receive help in scheduling your vaccine. That's about all we have time for today. I wanted to say thank you so much to Dr. DeHaven for joining us. I really, really appreciate all of your help in understanding this virus, and I was wondering if you would like to just close us out and maybe say a goodbye.
All right. So I would like to echo that and thank everyone that called in. They were really important, really insightful questions, and I hope I was able to help you guys out. And this has been a really long fight. It's been taxing for a lot of people, but
I think we're getting to that light at the end of the tunnel. And sometimes when I get tired and down, I look at the case counts where I live, and I see this line that is getting closer and closer to zero, and that is a really good feeling. So for the first time in a long time, I feel like I can say that we are all winning, and we will win soon. So thanks to everyone for listening and calling in. Stay safe out there, and I think we're going to have a really nice summer coming up.
Thank you so much, Dr. DeHaven. Thank you to all of our callers and for our community members for sharing their experiences with COVID with us. As always, this will be posted on kyuk.org under the Wellness Wednesday tab later today, and there will be lots of resources there for you to use. Thank you so much for joining us on Wellness Wednesday. I'm Wellness Programming Producer Alyssa Lachlan, and we'll see you next week.